The World Robots. The World of Robots. Transhumanism is the agenda of Jewry, who are themselves cybernetic robots, genetic constructs of alien entities, and who wish to make the Goyim in their own image. They would extend their control over the non-Jewish population to the extent of exerting their influence over robotized cyborgs who have had their physical form implanted with RFID chips and graphene oxide and other nanoparticulate substances injected into their bloodstream, modifying their DNA and contaminating their blood. The entire gamut of gene-modifying therapy, masquerading under the pseudo-sophisticated label of epigenetics, is mobilized our weapons of biospiritual warfare against the Goyim in the form of a multi-pronged assault against the integrity of their souls and bodies. Over the last few decades since World War II, the perverted contamination of the physical form with artificial nanotechnology across all kingdoms of sentient life has established the Jew in a position where he is on the brink of bringing about his masterstroke of diabolism, the robotization of the Goyim. By way of injection of biological material and of inorganic substances and hybrid forms of substance that span different kingdoms of life, the black magician Jew works his ultimate stage act in the theater of the real. The body serving as a pedestal of clay molded into the desired shape by the psychopathic Jew, like a serial killer mental patient molding a statue out of the body parts of his victims, the Jew has managed to create an extreme of chaos through gradualistic means over the generations to degrade and distort the otherwise healthy forms of their captives. They would discharge their karma, transferring their sins onto others through blaming their victims for taking the bait of whatever cultural chaos they have engineered. However, it is a failed and impotent endeavor on their part, given that people are trapped in their matrix and only blameworthy to the extent an actual choice was available. Any choice Jewry imposes upon others being that in the form of your money or your life, and hence a choice in name only, with negative consequences either way and not voluntarily entered into. The injection of poisons into the organism creates an internal chaos which, in conjunction with the external bombardment of mind poison in the form of degenerate culture, and with the sum total of their technology to transform the human all too human into robotized golem that are serviceable to their endless demands and desires. The multi-pronged assault against the human population, however fallible and effective in their being, has led to the point where most of the world's population stumble about in a stupor, in a zombified state of unconsciousness, and have been reduced in their cognitive capacity to the level of beasts, which Jewry calls all of those not Jewish, the level of Goyim. Previously, before the recent decades of cellular tower installations and so-called smart technology which has captured the minds of the now yet more mindless, the mindless were semi-conscious, not so immersed in the system of objects of the postmodern and post-human technocracy of liquid crystal displays and radiation bombardment of the consciousness. They were once human, all too human, and yet nonetheless human in the sense of having some degree of light, of the rays of the sun of mind. Now the dark clouds of the polluted horizon have beclouded their vision of the real to an even greater extent, while yet more strange and harmful poisons are being injected into the body-mind via chemtrails and other occult forces, from electromagnetic fields to radiations of a subtle nature, to magnetic fields to synthetic telepathy, and the list goes on. This perpetual obstruction of the vision of the non-Jewish population by Jewry is and will continue to be a logarithmically expanding pall of miasma until a few sufficiently awake to their fate of inevitable death, unless they oppose with all of the force they can muster the dark forces of this world. Some, such as the Jew J. Widener, have put forth the conception that the Earth is being terraformed by the globalists so as to accommodate entities to enable them to manifest on the Earth and to occupy. Perhaps this is the true meaning of the Jew's biblical prophecy and the phrase assigned to Jewry, "Occupy till I come." Perhaps this group of alien entities can only manifest from their inner dimensional state of being onto the Earth in material form once the Earth is sufficiently saturated with nanoparticulate heavy metal, the pollution vapor of gas and oil and other noxious carbon-rich substances. Perhaps these organisms respire carbon dioxide or even monoxide or atmosphere richer in this substance. Is CERN, based out of Switzerland, a dimensional portal enabling the manifestation on the Earth of the entities Jewry propitiates as their Elohim? Perhaps the robotization of the goyim is being undergone for the purpose of rendering the population docile bodies in the sense of Michel Foucault, near mindless slaves whose cognitive capacity has been so dumbed down as to have rendered them zombified? This last question goes without saying, but the former raise an endless series of others, e.g., what entities are these? What is their purpose on Earth? What can one do to stop them? Or perhaps they are benevolent in some twisted way, and we, the human, all too human, should allow ourselves to be transformed into robots as their servitors? In all likelihood, we should not. In all likelihood, these entities are malevolent and, as Robert E. Tickhoff in his work Agatha speaks of, they are creatures who feed off the energy of human beings and indeed when manifest in physical form off their living carcasses. These are the reptilian transdimensionals as David Icke has presented. They are, according to Tickhoff, from Venus, though perhaps this planet is now no longer occupied by them. Regardless, they have imprisoned the captive Archon of Centaur with ice crystals and are poised to invade the Earth and consume the people thereon. The transhumanist agenda is simply a transitional stage, perhaps, which readies the goyim to be more easily consumed, their souls or true selves, their physical vehicles being upgraded to suit the purpose of their soul vampirization. To robotize the goyim is to extend their lifespan on the Earth so that their souls may be more completely harvested and absorbed by these entities. This is surely the main purpose of the transhumanist agenda: to trap the souls of the human, all too human, in a leaden coffin of matter and to drag them down to perdition over whatever amount of time their life force lasts. Within this context of the mechanization of the human, all too human, there would undoubtedly be ample opportunity to indulge in viviparous propagation, generating more and more bodies to serve as traps for the incarnate souls who linger around the mundane plane, harnessing them or their mechanical flesh vehicles and enabling the entities to absorb their souls multiplied many times over. The locusts of the non-visible astral planes, be they reptilians or other creatures, will thus have succeeded in their plans to engineer a soul farm matrix in which the bioenergy of the goyim is harvested to empower these entities and their earthly emissaries, and to enable the entities perhaps to possess and occupy the bodies of the fragmented and dissipated souls who have become weakened through a life of earthbound striving, lusting after the flesh and eating, drinking and being merry. The human, all too human, have only one actual choice at this time, and it comes in the form of a simple dichotomy, an irreducible either raw, fight or die. The war is spiritual just as much as it is physical and must play itself out across all dimensions and in all forms of combat, the ultimate goal being the defeat of the enemy and with it the spiritualization of the earth and empowerment of oneself and one's kind as living gods. At present we are in a state of the living dead, and the dimly glowing sparks of our souls must be rekindled in order to undergo this combat. It must begin at a spiritual level and manifest in the physical, as above so below. With the material defeat of the enemy, the Earth will have been liberated from the instruments of the dark forces on the Earth as their earthly emissaries through black magic means and through creating a world of chaos will have been eliminated, thus enabling the spiritualization of the Earth, be it after 1,000 years of rest after the dust of global catastrophe has settled, or in a more gentle way within the near future considered in terms of mundane reality. Regardless, at this moment it is combat to the finish, else death for all independent souls on this earth. To engage in the system and plug oneself into its networks of destructive energy is to degrade one's soul. One must detach himself to the greatest extent possible and work against the robotization of the goyim, else he will lose his soul on the animal farm of Zion and create further chaos in his wake.